Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mick Dickinson, social studies teacher at Lone Tree High School, one of only 18 schools in the state to be recognized for registering eligible senior students to vote during the 2019-20 school year.
Describe this program as far as what it pertains to voter registration.
Paul Pate, the Secretary of State for Iowa, is working with a nonprofit to get more high schoolers registered to vote on their way out. He named it after Carrie Chapman Keck, who was a suffragette during the women's suffrage movement of the early 20th century. So last year was the first year of the program to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, allowing women to vote. So in order to drive up voter participation, he partnered with several high schools across the state to incentivize registering their students to vote. So all schools were able to register more than 90% of their students qualified for the full award. So they had to fill out registration forms and get them mailed into their county auditors. And we were able to do that at Lone Tree with a great group of seniors to get them registered to vote, and they were able to participate in the 2020 election. The program is once again on this year, and we are already, I think we're around 60 to 70% registered with our current seniors already. So it is a great program that is working to get more young people involved in voting across the state.
Mick, how surprised were your students that state law allows 17-year-olds in Iowa to register to vote?
I think most seniors were a bit surprised. I had a number of them tell me that, oh, I'm not 18 yet. And so I had to tell them, no, in Iowa, we have this amazing program that allows you to register as long as you will be 18 before the election. And so some students, unfortunately, didn't get to register this fall in our government class ahead of the election, but we went ahead and registered immediately after, since they will be 18 before next November with school board elections. So I thought it was pretty funny to see them surprised, and I get to tell them, nope, I'm not breaking the law. You know, I'm getting you registered ahead of time.
And you had a success rate of 96.67% of the students. Now, Lone Tree is a smaller school, but still, that's an impressive number.
Thank you. I was very happy with how the seniors turned out for it. They take it seriously. They are very excited to get involved when you give them the chance. And so I think that this program is really great to show high schoolers that you are going to be the next generation of voters, and it's important to get their voice out there. So I thought it was important. We missed one person. That 4% or so, it was only one person. But otherwise, we did a great job of getting everybody on board.
What kind of things did you do, Mick, to increase the interest among the students, how important this was? Maybe not necessarily to register to vote now as soon as they could, but also just to be part of the democratic process.
I think it's always important to stress the democratic process to seniors that politics, although it may not be their love and their interest like it might be for some of us, but it will impact their lives. And I now have the incredible stat that Iowa District 3, the school is in, was decided by a margin of around 6 votes the last time I checked in. So it's important to remind them that although it may feel like this many votes, yours doesn't count, it definitely comes down to the wire pretty often. And so I gave them the stat that the amount of people I registered last year might have swung the election. So if they want to up those numbers or switch those numbers, they need to get involved and they need to get registered. So pointing to real life effects has been a big boost to this, and pointing to the importance of the process, I think they really took it to heart.
Your efforts to get those students registered to vote this school year, how much was the interest maybe helped by the close presidential election and unfortunately maybe some of the events that have happened since?
I think that this 2020 election, as contentious as it was, really did sort of put into even teenagers' eyes how important this is to think about and important this is to prepare for, and that sitting on the sidelines is not the best option that they can choose. So I think that this most recent election, as contentious as it gets, as many discussions and arguments as people can have about it, was a really good learning moment for high schoolers about how to handle the democratic process.
Well, you kind of alluded to it, Mick. It's one thing to register to vote, but it's another thing to actually use that vote.
Yeah, it's important that they understand that this is not the end of the line for the process. And so on voting day in November, I had a handful of 18-year-olds already, so they got the day off the class to head on down. We were lucky enough to have a polling place here at the school, so they got the chance to go down. And I think that meant 100% participation from my registered seniors, because they were happy to go fill out a form to get out of class. Looking forward, I think it's always a process to tell them to, you know, get out into the cold in November and go cast their vote. Or this year, especially difficult with early voting and absentee voting, to convince them that it's not just about having a card and it's not just about posting on Facebook. It's about getting out there and getting into the polls.
The Carrie Chapman Cat Award you got for your efforts last school year, what's been the reaction of those students that were involved with that voter registration to find out they got that honor?
Unfortunately, due to COVID and everything, we couldn't get the trophy here at school until this most recent year, with the school year ending abruptly last year. So we were not able to present it to the seniors, but I've had several visits during homecoming or basketball games that stopped by to see the trophy and kind of appreciate the work that they put into it. And I've maintained forever that it's about them. It's an award for the school, and it's an award for the seniors. So they've really appreciated getting recognized for their involvement, which is really important.
Anything else about this project, Mick, that I didn't ask about that you want to mention?
I think it's a great project. I think it's very important to get that sort of idea of one man and one vote and get everybody into the process. I think the more people we have involved, the better.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mick Dickinson of Lone Tree High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.